He said, had to leave. I couldn't listen to your poetry. You tread in deep water, and I couldn't hear another poem about the sickness, madness, and I know you've seen a lot, but I didn't want to hear. I thought of writing about a bell jar, maybe a steamboat, or maybe write about the old man in the sea. I want to tell you about a lie once told twice becomes a truth. Hard to understand any of this in a world that justifies truth by holding someone's head underwater. I want to tell him about the detectives, how they told me about the old man they arrested who raped his niece, how he painted his face like some mad aborigine, how he took a crucifix and violated the innocents. How could I write this poem and find any beauty where there is evil? I wanted somehow to place my hands over their eyes and take away the image of the horror. I wanted to cleanse their souls. They asked me to write about the man that hurt the child. Dog, you can write the story. Tell everyone how we took him to jail with the war paint on his face. Tell everyone what the man had done. I said, I cannot ring a bell nor shot from rooftops. The image is yours, and the paint is like carrying a cross. I told the man, it would be easy to write about flowers and blue skies if you live in a garden. Easy to write if you've never seen or heard, but once you've treaded in deep water, you can never quite swim back to the shore.